Okay, here's a dumb little file for you. This is the Persona Studio Live internal effects processor driving a Spring Reverb tank. This is an Accutronix one that came out of a PV Bandit 65. And so first let's show you what I'm sending. This is what I'm sending to the Spring tank, or actually the output of the Spring tank. The Spring is being sent a regular mono signal. So this is just a basic channel delay that I set up on the board with one of its internal effects processors. Nothing exciting at all. Now let's actually show you what makes that cool. Turn the Spring tank up. This is the tank as it is. Sending the microphone to the tank. Very mono, very standard. So let's take the mic off of this, put it here. And now what we have is two signals. We got two signals. We have the drive from the Spring and the output from the delay. I'm going to turn the dry down. There we go. And now we're just left with the fake stereo Spring. And now I can bring up my guitar with a strap blocking one of the strings. Oops. All right. Now let's mute the mic. Play a couple of little dumb short things. You can see how this responds. Okay. I think you get the idea. I think you get the idea. Okay, enough of this.